Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. BTBT is showing up on a ton of watch lists right now, but the chart tells a brutal story in over 50% in the last year. The real question is whether this is a falling knife or a coiled spring, and that's exactly what we're digging into today. Before we get into the weeds, let's set the stage. Bit Digital has been one of the most searched tickers on Zacks for months now, and for good reason. The company is in the middle of a massive transformation, pivoting from a pure-play Bitcoin miner into what they now call a strategic asset company, with a major push into AI infrastructure through their subsidiary, WhiteFiber. But here's the tension. The stock is trading around $1.60, down over 87% over 5 years, and the market is clearly trying to figure out what this company is actually worth. Let's break down the fundamentals, the earnings, and whether the pivot is working. For those who don't know Bit Digital, let's get you up to speed. This is a New York-headquartered company that started life as Golden Bull Limited before rebranding to Bit Digital back in September 2020. They have about 104 full-time employees, and CEO Samir Tabar is leading the charge. The business model has three main pillars. First, there's the legacy Bitcoin mining operation. That's still the core. Second, they've built out a high-performance computing business, renting out GPUs for AI workloads. And third, and this is the big one, they've spun out WhiteFiber, their AI infrastructure arm, which recently listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker WiFi. It's a fascinating structure. Bit Digital owns a significant stake in WhiteFiber, which means BTBT is almost like a holding company now. That's a big shift from where this company started. Now let's talk about the numbers, because this is where it gets interesting. In fiscal 2025, Bit Digital pulled in roughly $113.5 million in revenue. That's actually down from about $164 million in 2024, which was a banner year. But here's the important part. The revenue mix is changing fast. Looking at the geographic breakdown for 2025, Iceland is the workhorse at nearly $69 million. The United States contributed about $27 million, Canada came in around $9 million, Singapore added $7 million, and there's a small non-US bucket too. What you're seeing is a company that's geographically diversified, which helps with energy costs and regulatory risk in the mining business. But the real story is the pivot toward AI infrastructure. The cloud and high-performance computing segment has been growing like crazy, and that's the part of the business that's driving the revenue beat we saw in Q2. Let's get into the earnings, because Q2 2026 was a mixed bag. Bit Digital reported a loss of 6 cents per share, which came in slightly wider than the 5 cent loss analysts were expecting. But revenue actually beat estimates, and that revenue beat was driven by cloud growth and new contracts. Now, the headline loss is a bit misleading. The company took some heavy impairments, digital asset losses, and interest costs that dragged the bottom line down. When you strip those out, the underlying operating picture is actually improving. That said, we need to be honest about the trend here. Full year 2025 saw a net loss of about $80 million, which is a big swing from the $28 million profit they posted in 2024. The company is investing heavily in growth, and that's showing up on the income statement in the form of red ink. Let's zoom out and look at the broader financial picture, because this is where things get really interesting. First, the balance sheet. As of the end of 2025, Bit Digital had roughly $118 million in cash and equivalents. Total assets came in around $1.17 billion. But here's the catch. Total liabilities are about $309 million, and stockholders' equity is a massive $724 million. Wait, those numbers look off. Let me double check. Actually, looking at the 2025 figures more carefully, the cash position is about $118 million, and total equity is around $724 million. The company has a current ratio of about 1.5, so they're liquid enough to meet near-term obligations. But here's the concerning part. The debt-to-equity ratio is above 1, sitting around 1.09, and the return on equity is deeply negative at negative 47%. That tells you the company is burning capital right now in pursuit of growth. The free cash flow story is also tough. In 2025, free cash flow was deeply negative, about negative $575 million. That's a massive cash burn, and it explains why the company has been raising capital through financing activities. They brought in nearly $600 million from financing in 2025, which is how they've been funding the white fiber build-out. One thing I want to highlight is the revenue segmentation, because it shows you where the future is heading. The product segment data for 2025 shows about $1.5 million in other revenue, but the real story is in the geographic numbers we already covered. Here's what I find compelling. The company is generating real revenue from multiple geographies and multiple business lines. Iceland is still the mining powerhouse, but the US and Singapore contributions are increasingly coming from AI and cloud services. That diversification is exactly what you want to see in a company that's trying to reduce its dependence on Bitcoin price swings. The strategic financing facility that White Fiber secured in May, a $100 million delayed draw facility that can expand to $150 million, is a vote of confidence in the AI infrastructure thesis. That's real money from real lenders who've done their diligence. All right, let's get into the SWOT analysis, because this is where we really stress test the investment case. Starting with strengths. Bit Digital has a diversified revenue base across mining and AI infrastructure. They've got a strong balance sheet with over $100 million in cash. The geographic diversification across Iceland, Canada, the US, and Singapore reduces single point of failure risk, and the White Fiber spinoff creates potential value unlock for shareholders who want pure play exposure to AI infrastructure. Now the weaknesses. The company is deeply unprofitable right now, with negative returns on equity and a massive cash burn. The debt to equity ratio above 1 is a concern, and the negative free cash flow of over $500 million in 2025 is alarming. The stock has been a terrible performer, down over 87% over 5 years. And that shareholder value destruction is hard to ignore. Opportunities are where it gets exciting. The AI infrastructure market is exploding, and White Fiber is positioned to capture a slice of that. The strategic financing facility gives them capital to scale. There's potential for the market to re-rate the stock if they can demonstrate a path to profitability. And as Bitcoin adoption continues, the mining business could see a tailwind if prices rally. Threats are significant, though. Bitcoin price volatility is the elephant in the room. A sharp drop in BTC would hammer the mining economics. Competition in AI infrastructure is fierce, with hyperscalers and specialized players all fighting for the same contracts. Regulatory risk exists in multiple jurisdictions, and the dilution risk is real. The company has massively increased its share count to fund growth, and that's been a major drag on the stock price. Now let's talk about the price action, because this is where the pain is most visible. Over the past year, BTBT is down about 51%. Over 3 months, it's down nearly 15%. And over 5 years, it's down a staggering 87%. But here's something interesting. The last week shows a decline of about 0.7%, and the last month is actually up about 3.5%. There's some stabilization happening at these levels. The stock is trading around $1.60, which puts the market cap at roughly $559 million. The enterprise value is about $895 million, which tells you the market is factoring in the debt and the investment in White Fiber. For the short-term traders out there, this stock is extremely volatile. The beta is nearly 4, which means it moves about 4 times as much as the broader market. That cuts both ways. You can make big money on the upside, but you can also get destroyed on the downside. This is not a stock for the faint of heart. All right, here's my honest take on Bit Digital. This is a company in transition, and transitions are messy. The pivot from pure Bitcoin miner to AI infrastructure player is the right strategic move. The market is paying premium valuations for AI exposure, and Bitcoin mining alone doesn't command the same multiples. But the execution risk is enormous. The revenue beat in Q2 is encouraging. The White Fiber financing facility is a positive signal. But the negative free cash flow, the dilution, and the unprofitability are all real concerns that can't be waved away. Here's what I'm watching. First, can white fiber actually land meaningful AI contracts that move the needle on revenue? Second, is the company getting closer to break-even on an operating basis, or is the cash burn accelerating? And third, what's the dilution trajectory? Are they done raising capital, or are more share issuances coming? The stock is trading well below where it was, and the market is clearly priced in a lot of pessimism. If the AI pivot starts showing up in the financials, real revenue growth, improving margins, a path to profitability, there's significant upside potential from these levels. But if the cash burn continues without a corresponding revenue ramp, this could go lower. I'm leaning on the fundamentals and price action here more than any model price target. The range of outcomes is incredibly wide, and the assumptions you plug in, growth rates, discount rates, Bitcoin prices, change the picture dramatically. If you want to stress test this yourself, you can plug your own numbers into the intrinsic value calculator on marketsnap.com and see how the valuation shifts with different assumptions. What do you think about BTBT? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.